One of the Talmidim asked me what I thought was an interesting question yesterday. He's having an offer for this Shabbos, and his mother wanted to do something cute with the place cards. So the idea that she had was to attach little bells to each of the place cards, these little like toy bells, so they'll dangle as you carry the place cards. And he wanted to know if that was a problem to do on Shabbos. So this is not only an issue when it comes to place cards, it's an issue when it comes to a much more common thing that we use on Shabbos, namely Sifrei Torah, that very often you have the silver crown on top of the Sefer Torah, and it's got these bells dangling off of it, and it's a worthwhile question to ask about what exactly are the rules in terms of making noise on Shabbos with these noise-making type of things. So a little bit of background, the Yisra of Hashma'ah is called as a Gezeira, Shema Yisakin Klishir, that you're not supposed to be Mashmiya Kol, to be making these noises because of a Gezeira that you might come to fix a musical instrument, and that comes up in three different ways. And it's important to think of it in this way. I think the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas categorizes these three categories in a very clear way. Category one is a kli that's designated for music, even if it's just a bell sound, like a tambourine or something like that, but it's meant to be a musical instrument, so that would be muktza, that would be usr, you're not allowed to use it, you're not allowed to handle it, right? That is certainly going to be usr. Category two is a kli that's not made for music, but it's made for banging or knocking or making or otherwise making noise. It's meant to be a noisemaker. That is its function. So using such an item is a machlokas mechaber and the Ramah in Siman Shin Lamed Ches, where the mechaber holds it's mutzer to use, and the Ramah says it's aser to use, and therefore also muktza. It would therefore be aser to handle it as well, unless you're using it for a tinok or a chola or a shasat chak or something of that nature. And then the third category is a loud kli that isn't meant to make noise. It's not primarily, doesn't function as a noisemaker. It doesn't even have to be a kli. Let's say, for example, your hands. They do not function primarily as a noisemaker, yet you do that and all of a sudden they make noise. So that in that category, the halacha is that, or let's say a fork or a spoon that you could clap on the table, your leg where you could tap to a rhythm. So that's usr only if you do it in a rhythm or to make a beat, unless you do it with a shinui. But if it's just to make a loud noise to quiet people down, a clap on the bima, yalaviyava, or something like that, then most are makil. The Bir Agra happens to be machmir even in that situation as well. Bir Halacha quotes in Siman Shin Lamed Ches from the Bir Agra that he paskins like the Rabbeinu Chananel, that it's usr even to knock on a door with your knuckles, unless you do it with the shinoi. Just to even just knock on a door, it's just making noise, that would be usr as well. And there were gedolei poskim, I think Rav Chaim Kanievsky was machmir for that shitas hagra that the Bir Halacha brings down. So where does this leave us? So first of all, just knocking on a door knocker. You know, in the old doors, they have like these big door knockers. So Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Lamed Ches writes, l'hakish al adelet tzuchiyot zibo k'she'eno derech shir mutter. If you're not doing it musically, it's going to be mutter. Sometimes people have like their beat that they do when they knock on the door. Sometimes you could tell by the knock who's knocking, right? They don't have to identify themselves. You could tell. But if it's not derech shir, it's mutter. The Ramah writes that it's usr. This is the machlokas mechaber Ramah in category two that we were talking about before. The Ramah writes va'asul ha'kos al adelus b'tabaas hakavua b'delus afal pisha eino mechavin l'shir. Even though you're not trying to be musical at all, mikal makom hol v'akli miyuchad l'kach. Usr, since this is a door knocker is made to make noise and it's doing that, it is usr. Oddly, even though it's machlokes mechaber Ramah, there are many Sephardic paskin like the Ramah over here. The Chida writes in the Tovayin and the Kafachayim writes in Sifkat Nir and Siman Shin Lamed Ches that even for Sephardim to be machmir like the Shitas Ramah, and also oddly, the Aruch HaShulchan just paskin straight like the mechaber doesn't even mention that there's a Ramah that's cholik. Unclear why he does that, so you have a little bit of a flip in Ashkenazim and Sephardim over here. Now the Bir Halacha points out that b'shas avchak or letzorch chola or letzorch atinok, where you need to calm them down. Let's say a baby has a rattle and the rattle calms them down when you shake the rattle. So he says that you could be makel to use noisemakers. A rattle is not a musical instrument; it's a noisemaker. It's category two, not category one. And better to do a kala achariyad, and better to have a special Shabbos one, maybe a white one with a ribbon. I don't know, something special designated for Shabbos. Now, if there are chimes attached to your door, that every time you open the door, you have like it causes these you know, those wind chimes to so their chimes to actually draw the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokas Magid Avraham and Shar Ephraim, whether you can do something that makes a noise in Davar Shein Meskavin kind of way, that every time you open your door the chimes are going to blow, are going to whatever you call it, chime. That's a machlokas haposkim. So let's go back to bells. Now there are bells on Sifrei Torah, on the crowns of Sifrei Torah. There are bells. Sometimes they used to have bells on the parochas of Yaron Kodesh. Kohen Gadol wore bells on his begadim, but that was of course mutter because the whole reason for the Yisr is gzeirah shemisak and klishir. So it's a shvus. It's a gzeirah midrabanan and ain't shvus b'migdash. So it's not going to be a problem for the Kohen Gadol. But Shulchan Aruch in Yardeis and Reish Pei Beis writes that a person has to stand for a Sefer Torah, and the Rama writes that even if you don't see the Sefer Torah, you're just shomeya that the Sefer Torah is coming by, you should stand for that as well. Shomeya, how do you hear a Sefer Torah? Must be because there are bells on the top of the Sefer Torah. So in that context, the Taz in Yardeis and Reish Pei Beis writes that you can't have bells on the Sefer Torah and its accoutrements on Shabbos, because the primary purpose is to make noise, meaning it is a category 2. It's not a musical instrument, but it's category 2. And in category 2, the Ramah is machmir. So Ashkenazim should be machmir. Mishnah Berurah and Shin Lamed Chesiv Katan Vav writes, Kosev HaTaz, the Taz writes, both in Archaim and in Yeradeo, the Asur Lithos B'Shabbos Oson HaParocho Sheish Ben Pamonim, Lashmiya Kol Kishaposchon HaAron, Vechem Lithos Pamonim Ala Atzei Chaim Shal Sefer Torah, Kiven De'ikra Viditol Lekala, Yesh Limchos B'Mekilin. They have to make a macha for those who are makel, because it's directly category 2, which the Ramah is machmir, so you got to be machmir. Mishnah Berurah ever quotes that the Shach is makel, that the Shach points out that it's mutter because ain kavanasa lekach, and also one of the heterim where you're allowed to violate gzeirah shemisak and klishir is for simcha shel mitzvah. So, for example, you clap and you dance on simchas Torah because it's a simcha shel mitzvah. So, lechora, if you're allowed to do that, then you should be allowed to alert people that a sefer Torah is coming by so that they could do the mitzvah of standing for a sefer Torah, of showing kavanat Torah. So, Mishmur and Shalom Chesvav says that letzorich mitzvah is mutter. Nowadays, there are posts going to point out that our shuls aren't so big. You don't really need bells to warn you. You're able to see when the Sefer Torah is moving. Shmir Shabbos in Perek Chavches Os Sadi Dalid quotes from Shlomo Zalman that in our shuls it's no longer a tzorach mitzvah. However, the Aruch HaShulchan Tziv Gimel says Aminik Pashut B'Chol HaOlam that we have these bells on the Sefer Torah and it's not a problem. The Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch HaRav also says that just the reason of tzorach mitzvah is enough to be matir, even if you're having kavana lashma is called. You're not trying to make music, you're trying to alert everybody, and that's fine, that's a tzorach mitzvah. Rav Vazner and Shevet Alevi Chelek Alev Simen Samech Alev says that nowadays bells are just a noi bi'alma, meaning what category do they really belong in? Those bells, we keep assuming they're in category 2 because they're made to make noise, and since they're made to make noise, it's subject to machlokas mechaber the Ramah, and we have to be machmir like the Ramah, if not for a tzorach mitzvah. Is that what they're really made for? They're made just as a decorative thing on the Sefer Torah to make it look nice, says Rav Vazner. They're not there to make noise anymore. No one, like we pointed out, no one needs the noise anymore. You see, Atar Reisa, everyone stands up. You don't need the bells to tell you to stand up. You hear that tune of Ayyi Ben Soa, and you know that you're supposed to stand up. So you don't need bells to tell you to stand up. And therefore, it's purely for decorative purposes. For that same reason, Rav Vazner writes, if a woman has clothing, let's say, that has a style, it has bells hanging on the small bells on the clothing, that would also be mutter, because that is not mukta, since it's not a noisemaker. It would be category 3, not category 2. The Alter Rebbe writes that for the same reason, the Alter Rebbe is the one that points out with the clothing, that you can wear such clothing. So how do we pass them? Do you pass them like the Taz or like the Shach? Generally speaking, we pass them like the Shach against the Taz, typically. Mishnah Berurah, however, over here writes, b'makomo shenagu heter b'zeh ein limchos b'yadam. Places that have that are no ek heter to put the bells on the Sifrei Torah, ein limchos b'yadam. So some want to be medayik. You see, the Mishnah Berurah is really not happy about that. I would say, no, the Taz's lashon was, yesh limchos b'yadam. So Mishnah Berurah is saying, no, not like the Taz. Ein limchos b'yadam, because we paskin like the Shach. So what about the bells on the place cards? So if they make noise, it would seem that it's a category 2, meaning they may not be made for music, but they're made to dangle and to make noise, which the Ramah is machmir about, unless you say that it's category 3, that it's purely for decorative purposes and not to make noise at all. But what's everybody going to do when they pick up their place cards? dangle it a little. So that lechor is a real problem, and therefore people. I told them that it was the poskim had to work hard enough to justify the minhag with the Sifrei Torah. We don't need to create a new minhag with the place card. So I thought it's better to stay away from that. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful day. I apologize, I have to run. I have a meeting, so I can't really stay in shmooze. Okay.